Muscle score is an important measurement for cattle producers and processors. As muscle score increases, so too does meat yield. And meat yield determines just how much money lands in the farmer's pocket.
Yield and muscling is really quite topical at the moment, with the processing industry talking about bringing in value-based payment systems, which are based on meat yield as part of your payment. So it's just something that people are really quite interested in. It's been lost a little bit with the advent of EBVs and things where it's not really covered in those figures, so people's kind of forgotten a little bit about looking at muscle.
Dr. Linda Cafe is from the Department of Prime Industries Beef Industry Centre. Increasing muscle in a beef herd is something the New South Wales DPI has been working on for yonks. An experimental Angus herd at the Glen Innes Research Station has been bred with muscle in mind for two decades. Researchers have been selecting only for the muscling gene. There's a low muscling herd and a high muscling herd, and those herds have been assessed and compared for productivity and profitability.
There's lots of things you can select for, and muscling is one of them. What we've kind of shown is that you can do that without being of a detriment to your other important ones, such as your growth rate, your fatness.
Well, let's talk about birth rates and weaning rates and that kind of thing. How does that weigh up between your low-muscled herd and your high-muscled herd?
They're equal. We haven't been able to cause any change in maternal productivity. Weaning rates are the same. Weaning weights are the same. We even ran them on low nutrition for 3 years and took about 120 kilos off the cows and ran them at under 2 mils of fat, which is not what you would recommend for your breeding herd, because it's known that you need a little bit of fatness to...
Well, that's the interesting thing, yeah. Cows, the assumption is they need fat for good fertility.
You need some, I think. You don't need a huge amount. Well, obviously, when they were running at under 2 mils of fat, we did get a reduction in fertility on the whole herd. So we did get a drop of about, I think they dropped about 15% in their weaning rates, and that was directly due to lower calving rates. But you would expect that if you had them running at 1.5 mils of fat. We did get that change in those rates once we put the whole herd on that level, but there wasn't a difference between the highs and the lows. So highs didn't suffer more. They also survived the same.
How universal can these muscling findings be, across breeds?
I think they should apply to any British breed. Obviously a lot of European breeds already have high muscling. You wouldn't probably want to increase them any more. But we've only looked at Angus, and there's a splash of Hereford in these cows as well. So traditionally lower muscled breeds. And I can't see any reason why it wouldn't apply to all of those British type animals.
So is the recommendation here increase muscling in your herd?
Yeah, if you've got those lower muscled breeds, that it's safe, it increases your profitability to increase that muscling by at least one muscle score. The higher your cows are, the higher muscle score you're going to get in your progeny. You can't do it all just with the bulls. You only get half the benefit by putting a higher muscled bull over your herd. Your cows are the other half.
So how do you assess muscling in an animal? Subjectively, that's how. A trained human eye looks at the animal and simply gives it a muscle score. Linda Cafe again.
That's been the problem with muscle scoring since day dot, is that it is very subjective. People can be trained to be very good at it. Some people can never be trained to be any good at it. But certainly having an objective system would be great. And we're working on doing that now, trying to get some 3D cameras that we've done some work with that can do muscle score at least 85% accuracy as what our expert people can. If we've got some objective measures, that'll actually give us the opportunity to create an EBV, really look at the genetics and allow people to use muscle score as that, and also as part of the retail beef yield and indexes and things like that. So that objective, getting an objective measure will be really big.
And that's where Malcolm McPhee's 3D images comes in.
The 3D camera, it's an Xbox technology that's off-the-shelf cameras. Anybody with kids knows about these cameras, and what it is these cameras be set up in such a way that are going to be on-farm. It'll be instantaneous results as animals come into the race. Cameras can be set up in that environment is what we're viewing, or they might also be set up in a situation where animals would be walking through and into another paddock, and we'd be able to assess the amount of muscle on the rear end of cattle as they come through, and it's based on the images that have been originally subjective measurements have been taken in the research that's been done and married up with these images. So it's like a fingerprint, and that information is recorded. It goes into computer algorithms, and it then estimates what that muscle score value is.
Dr. Malcolm McPhee, a senior research scientist with the DPI. But will the 3D cameras be accurate?
Reliability of the technology is up there as high. For example, P8 fat is a critical one we've been working on heavily.
Which is the rump fat?
Rump fat, and we're talking about a 1.5 millimetre accuracy we can get to.
Who is going to listen to this data?
This is really for people on farm. It's an on-farm tool to give them an assessment before they're slaughtered whether or not they're meeting the market specifications. And so it'll help them to work out when it's better to move their animals off farm onto the slaughter processing, or to hold them back for a bit to get them to meet that market specification, that between hot standing carcass weight and P8 fat that will be over the grid at the abattoir. So it's on live animals that we're working towards it.
Because, of course, abattoirs working towards value-based trading systems. This would be in a producer's best interest to get this right.
Yeah, absolutely. And value-based trading systems is something that we've been looking at for a number of years. You can see how the critical role that these tools can play a role. The BSpecs tools that can give you information about whether or not you're meeting that market specification. But more importantly, for this to really take place and go forward, you need objective measurements. And people are currently got some techniques out there, but the Xbox cameras are cheap, they're off the shelf, and we're not only doing P8 fat, but we're doing muscle scoring, and we're also doing hip height to give the frame score. They can actually put you in the ballpark figure of some of these values that are important for value-based trading systems, such as final P8 fat, and of course lean meat yield is another one that we're looking at.
The big question here to get these objective muscle measurements, cost.
It's not expensive technology. You know, when you can go off the shelf and buy those 3D Xbox gaming technology cameras for less than $200, it's a matter of getting the framework and it connected in with the software. We're not talking about expensive technology.
What, a couple of grand, a few grand?
We're talking about a couple of grand.
When can we see this available?
Look, we're in the process of another MLA funding opportunity there that's sitting there for us. That would take us through for another 8 to 18 months' time that we would have on-farm equipment there that people could actually use to do industry evaluations with, looking at developing at least two of these on-farm tools in the next bit of research that we're about to conduct, and also broaden the net. We've currently got it working for Angus cattle, and we want to broaden that net to include Bos Indicus and Continental, and then also the crosses. Get it out there, get it working for across the industry.